Let's talk about our health. Visible signs of aging only get worse as we age because of decrease in our naturally produced collagen levels. Every decade, our skin suffers from a 10% decrease in its available collagen supply, as well as a decrease in its quality. That means you have lost 30% of collagen your body used to be able to naturally produce by the time you're 45, which is why you have to start supplementing collagen if you want to keep your youthful glow. In the next minute, I'm going to tell you how anyone can reduce visible signs of aging quickly and easily. After years of searching, the closest thing I found to the modern day fountain of youth is called collagen. Collagen rejuvenates and renews your skin from the inside out with 5 supercharged types of collagen your body needs for youthful looking skin. By boosting your collagen levels with multi-collagen, you can help restore your skin's elasticity and thickness while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by visiting healthwithx22.com. After placing your order, they will deliver straight to your doorstep with a few added bonuses. And that's healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages, and the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on 4-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2889. And today's date is October 2nd, 2022. And the title of the episode is Space Force Satellite Communications Online, Narrative Shift in Full Force. Buckle up. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private parts of central bank, the World Economic Forum, every move they make, every push they are doing, it is backfiring on them. Actually, everything is going to boomerang on them. And if you really think about what they were trying to do to Trump during the time he was in the White House. The entire time they were trying to bring the economy down and bring down the stock market. Really think about that for a second. From the day he got in, We had the private Western Central Bank, the Fed. They started to raise rates and they tried to bring the entire system down, the stock market down, because that's what normally happens when you raise rates. Then we had the pandemic and we had Soros and many others start to sell off. They tried to bring down the stock market. They tried all of this during Trump's time in the White House as we approach the 2020 election. Why did they have to do this? Why was there such a big push? Because if you destroyed the market, if you destroyed the economy during the elections, what would have happened to Trump? People would have not voted for him. People would have said, okay, we need something different. This is a complete and utter disaster. What we're looking at right now is my retirement savings is gone. The economy is in shambles. It's a complete and utter mess. We can't have this individual in there. This is what they tried to do to Trump. Now, think about all the other things they tried to do to Trump, but let's just stick with the economy right now. Now, if you really look at what's happening right now, what has been happening in the economy? The economy is completely falling apart. Now, Trump, he warned us of this when Biden and him were debating. He says, if this person gets into the White House, it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. The market's going to come down. It's going to completely fall apart. People are going to suffer. And this is what happens if this guy who cheated in the election, if he gets into the White House. Now, I do believe Trump knew that Biden was going to get into the White House. I think he allowed him to get into the White House as the resident. So this way, he is in the spotlight. Obama's in the spotlight. Many others, the Fed, you name it, the World Economic Forum, they're all in the spotlight. Now we're approaching the midterm elections. And as we get closer and closer, what do we see happening? Well, we start to see the market, it's taken a dive. Trillions of dollars have been lost. And Trump continually points this out. Actually, I do believe it's down to 28,000 right now. So as we approach October, what normally happens in October? Well, during elections, we've seen in the past, we've seen the October effect, which is a red October. And I do believe we might be heading in this direction. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. And what Trump continually puts out on Truth Social, I think he's trying to let everyone know this is the direction that all of this is heading in, and we might see the market completely collapse on itself. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the Russian pipeline. We know that it wasn't Russia that did it. We know that Germany didn't do it. We know that most likely it's the deep state, because whenever they point the finger someplace else, we know it's them. And they have a lot to gain by doing this. Now, once again, we can see that the European countries, they're in trouble with all the sanctions, and actually they're placing more sanctions. This is not going to hurt Russia. This is going to hurt all the European countries, especially Germany. And what we're seeing right now, the World Bank is out there saying, listen, there's no way the European nations can shift away from Russian gas, Russian oil. It would take years to do this. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. Now, the people now, they're pushing back and they're saying, listen, no more sanctions. We don't want war. We don't want this agenda that you're pushing. This is completely something we're rejecting. And actually, out in Austria, we see massive demonstrations against Corona dictatorship and the Great Reset. The people now are pushing back. The people are saying, absolutely not. Just like in this country, we're starting to see states, and they're pushing back against the Biden administration and everything that they're trying to do, which is completely unconstitutional. And it's funny, every single time we have lawsuits and everything that Biden administration, Obama in the basement, everything that they push, it is always challenged. And it always seems to come back that it's unconstitutional with what they're trying to do here. Now, if we look at the student loan forgiveness, we are now seeing six states, they are suing the Biden administration. And the Biden administration, they were forced into a major retreat on student loan forgiveness after he was sued by the six states for his constitutionally unauthorized executive action. The Biden administration right now is scaling back its debt relief program for millions of Americans over concerns about legal challenges from the student loan industry. So basically, they're not doing what they promised. They're retreating, and their entire plan is completely falling apart. And basically, and this is coming from the Heritage Foundation, they said that Biden was attempting to skirt the law and gift his political supporters the loan forgiveness. This is what the Heritage Foundation says. Biden and Education Secretary Miguel Gordana claimed to find authority for canceling student loan debt in the 2003 HEROES Act passed after the 9/11 terrorist attack. That statute permits the Secretary of Education to act only when necessary to keep borrowers from being worse off with respect to their student loans as a direct result of an emergency. But in this case, Cardona made no effort to identify and tailor relief to affected borrowers. Instead, he set income thresholds as the sole criteria to qualify for debt cancellation, $125,000 for individuals and $250,000 for couples, which tells us nothing about whether those individuals suffered any financial harm from the COVID-19 pandemic. Because Biden's education secretary knowingly is granting relief to millions of individuals who do not qualify, his actions unlawfully exceed the scope of the HEROES Act. And it's completely unconstitutional. And if you notice, this is a common theme now with the Biden administration. They push and they push and they push and they promise, and everything they're trying to do is actually unconstitutional. And then they have to retreat on everything they tried to do. And I do believe the public is starting to really see this, and the public is going, whoa, what's going on here? How is this resident pushing everything that is completely unconstitutional? And it's getting worse and worse for them, just like it's getting worse and worse for McConnell. Now everyone is watching McConnell, the spotlight's on him, and they're watching, and they're watching all these bills that are being passed, trillions of dollars, and he's doing absolutely nothing about this. Trump put this out on True Social. He said the following: is McConnell approving all of these trillions of dollars worth of Democrat-sponsored bills without even the slightest bit of negotiation because he hates Trump and he knows I'm strongly opposed to them? Or is he doing it because he believes in the fake and highly destructive Green New Deal and is willing to take the country down with him? In any event, either reason is unacceptable. He has a death wish, must immediately seek help and advice from his China-loving wife, Coco Chow. And you could see Trump is continually hitting him over and over and over. Remember, and think about all the billions of dollars that have been going to Ukraine instead of here in the United States to help the people of the United States. And the people are watching this and they're saying, this is absolutely ridiculous. The everyday person, the majority, is looking at this and saying, this is not acceptable whatsoever. Why are we paying for a Ukrainian war? Why do we keep sending billions and billions every single month when we have problems here in the United States? This is what people are seeing now. Remember, the curtain, the economic curtain has been pulled back. Everyone can see everything right now. And as people continually watch the entire agenda of the Private Western Central Bank, of the World Economic Forum, they're going to see who's responsible for all of this. And they're going to see the true agenda of what they're trying to do. The veil has been lifted and people are seeing the true economy of the Private West Central Bank. And as you watch them continually push their agenda, the people are going to see the truth. Now, if you wanted to bring down the entire Private West Central Bank system and get rid of the Federal Reserve note and actually destroy the central bank system, what do? Well, you need help from individuals across the world to start pushing away from the Federal Reserve note. And as countries start to push away, it gets harder and harder for the Private West Central Bank to hold their system together. And it destroys their system. And actually, then people start to look and say, wait a minute, what's going on here? Why is the fiat currency devaluing like this? Why are countries getting rid of it? Should I protect myself? Should I do something to ensure that my wealth is still there? And this is what people are doing right now, because when you look across the world, we see Beijing, they're ordering the state banks to get ready for massive dollar dump. So the Chinese authorities are reportedly striving to shore up the yuan, which we already knew. We see Russia now telling nations, listen, if you want to purchase our gas or oil, you're going to have to use the rubles. We see the BRIC nations, they're holding talks on reserve currency, not just one currency, but a basket of currencies, moving away from the Federal Reserve note. And I do believe the destruction of the Private West Central Bank. And remember, this is not the U.S. dollar. This is a Federal Reserve note. Take any one of your bills out of your wallet and look at it. Look what it says on top. It's a Federal Reserve note. It is not a U.S. dollar. We borrow these pieces of paper. Yes, I know it's digital too. We borrow it because it is loaned to we the people, and there is interest attached. And then we have to pay taxes to pay for the interest. And we are then enslaved in their system. And as the value of the currency devalues over time, what do the people have to do? They have to work harder and harder. They go into more debt. They need more money coming in. They can't make ends meet because everything is becoming very expensive, which really means the value of the currency is devaluing. And that's what we've seen over time. Now, what's very interesting, as we approach October, Trump has been sending messages about the economy. We already know that he already predicted that we were going to see inflation. We were going to see high fuel costs. We know that Europe was going to be in trouble with energy because they're beholden to Russia. We also know that Trump said if the resident gets into the White House, the entire economy is going to implode on itself. The stock market is going to crash, and we're going to see stuff that we've never, ever seen before. Now, think about what he's saying here, and he's actually continually putting out this truth over and over and over. And this is what it says, and there's a graph. It says, a big difference between Biden and Trump. In so many ways, we're safely rock and rolling. And now we are dangerously and rapidly becoming a failing nation. Make America great again. Vote. Shows a picture of the NASDAQ comparison chart. And there's a blue line and there's an orange line. It shows Trump where the NASDAQ is going up, 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 up. And Biden's line is going down, 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 down. Now, if we really start to think about this, we know that the deep state players, what were they trying to do to Trump? They were trying to destroy the economy and bring down the stock market. Well, I do believe Trump already made this prediction, letting us know that we might see the market crash during October. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there is evidence, because if we go back in time, we can see that a lot of times in October during elections, we have what's called the October effect. Now, the October effect is perceived market anomaly that stocks tend to decline during the month of October. The October effect is considered to be more a psychological expectation than an actual phenomenon, as most statistics go against the theory. Some investors may be nervous during October because some large historical market crashes occurred during this month. Now, the events that have given October the reputation for stock losses have happened over decades, but they include the Panic of 1907, Black Tuesday of 1929, Black Thursday of 1929, Black Monday of 1929, Black Monday of 1987. Now, Black Monday, the great crash of 1987 that occurred on October 19th, saw the Dow plummet 22.6% in a single day and is arguably the worst single day decline. The other black days, of course, were part of the process that led to the Great Depression. So what do we see happening right now? Well, remember, going back in time, they were trying, and I'm talking about the deep state players, the private central bank, the corrupt politicians, they were trying to bring down the economy on Trump. They started to raise the rates and Trump called out the Fed, and all of a sudden the Fed started to reverse what they were doing. They started to lower the rates. But what's very interesting about this, they started in 2019 or so, and they started to raise rates, and we know it takes some time for the market to come down, and they were hoping that by the election in 2020, the entire market most likely would be crashing in October. But that didn't work because Trump reversed all this. Then they brought in the pandemic. And we know that Soros and many others, they were selling off like crazy. The fake news was out there telling everyone the market's going to crash. It's going to come way, way down. And it never went past 20,000 points. And that started to move back up. Their plan didn't work. And yes, the economy was shut down because what are they trying to do? They were trying to destroy the economy too at the same time. Yes, I know there's many different agendas associated with this. But this agenda was to put a lot of pressure on Trump and hopefully have the entire system completely fall apart. Now, this is what they were projecting onto Trump. And now it's going to boomerang on them. And I do believe that Biden now, since he's in the resident seat, and there are the puppet masters in the basement like Obama, and we have the other puppet masters that are the unelected individuals behind the curtain, this is all going to come down on their watch. Now, what happens during an election when we have a complete and utter disaster in the economy? Well, normally these people lose. Normally, the population says, holy crap, look what just happened right now. And now we have the midterms. Why would we vote for the D's? We're going to vote for the people that Trump said because the economy just completely fell apart. Now people are suffering and everything's in shambles right now. And people lost their 401k. They lost their retirement. They lost a lot because of the market dropping like it did. I mean, just think, just in the last couple of days, it's trillions of dollars that were lost and the market's continually moving down. And I do believe that what's coming, and Trump let us know many, many times, that it's going to be a complete and utter disaster, the likes of which we have never seen before. But let me just go back to post 1822. And in this post, on August 6, 2018, it lists all the different things that they were projecting onto Trump. And number four and number five, it says POTUS, and that was Trump when he was in the White House, will collapse the U.S. economy. POTUS will collapse the stock market. I do believe that everything is going to be happening on the residents' watch right now. And I do believe Red October might be referring, and yes, there are multiple meetings with Red October, but I think one of them might be that everything goes red and the market completely comes down. And we'll have to wait to see how this all plays out. But think about it. Since Biden has come into office and we were hitting 34,000, 35,000 on the market, it is now down around 28,700. I mean, right there, that's a complete and utter disaster. What happens if it falls another 8,000 or another 10,000 points as we approach the midterms? What are the people going to do? The people are going to look at this situation and say, holy crap, the entire market is just imploded on itself. And now what do you think is going to happen to the economy? What do you think is going to happen to companies? The companies are going to start laying off people. This is a domino effect. And we could see that all of this is now approaching. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. But what I do believe is that Trump and the Patriots, they do have a plan because he did mention we can get all of this back. Now, remember, a lot of this are paper losses. A lot of people might be pulling out of the market during or way before this period of time. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have certain things in place. And when it's all said and done, I do believe Trump has some type of plan to get a lot of this back, to get a recovery, the likes of which we've never seen before. Because if you get rid of the private Western Central Bank and we get rid of the creation of currency, which is handled by the private central bank, and we remove that and we bring it back to the people, well, I do believe we're going to see recovery that will happen so quickly, it's going to make people's heads spin. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they do have this plan. But remember, as we go through all of this, we are at war with the deep state. See, a lot of people forget about this. We're in an economic war with the private Western Central Bank. And like I said many, many times before, the private Western Central Bank is not just going to give up and say, okay, you can take back the economy. We give. We're going to no longer have central banks all over the place controlling the creation of currency. They're going to fight to the very end. And they will not stop until they are defeated. And I do believe Trump came up with a plan, and he's working with many other leaders, where the people... can defeat the private Western Central Bank. And yes, we are in an economic war right now. I mean, we're at war with the deep state, with the private Western Central Bank. And we could see that it's all playing out right now. But I do believe the Patriots, they're in control and they have a plan. And I do believe the plan is get rid of the private Western Central Bank. And once you get rid of the private Western Central Bank, you're going to see a recovery like we've never seen before. We're going to see an economy like we've never seen before. Because once you remove that, it's unbelievable. And this is something the private Western Central Bank never wanted anyone to see. They kept it hidden for a very long time. And now Trump is going to reveal it and show the entire world. Let's talk about our health. Visible signs of aging only get worse as we age because of decrease in our naturally produced collagen levels. Every decade, our skin suffers from a 10% decrease in its available collagen supply, as well as a decrease in its quality. That means you have lost 30% of collagen your body used to be able to naturally produce by the time you're 45, which is why you have to start supplementing collagen if you want to keep your youthful glow. In the next minute, I'm going to tell you how anyone can reduce visible signs of aging quickly and easily. After years of searching, the closest thing I found to the modern-day fountain of youth is called collagen. Collagen rejuvenates and renews your skin from the inside out with five super supercharged types of collagen your body needs for youthful-looking skin. By boosting your collagen levels with MultiCollagen, you can help restore your skin's elasticity and thickness while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. Try it today, risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by visiting healthwithx22.com. After placing your order, they will deliver straight to your doorstep with a few added bonuses. And that's healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they are now running into a brick wall. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared with countermeasures to counter everything that they're trying to do. Remember, the news that is building right now, and I'm talking about the news from the Patriots, the news that is building right now is going to overwhelm the deep state players. And what happens when they can't control the news? What happens when they can't control the flow of information? Remember, we're in an information war. What happens when you can't do this? They start to censor people, but in the end, what do? They need to shut down communications everywhere. And I do believe Trump, he created the Space Force for a couple of reasons. Yes, the deep state players, the fake news, they all laughed at him. Oh, what do we need Space Force for? But remember, Space Force monitors the internet traffic. Space Force has now taken control over the satellites from other military branches. They are now online. Think about what is happening right now. I do believe Trump, he set up a communications platform to handle everything when the deep state tries to shut down communications. And yes, we have two Starlinks. We have one from the military, and I do believe we have one from Elon Musk. This is very interesting, and I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, the military, they've been planning for this for a very long time. And we can see that they're prepared and ready to battle the deep state players by having countermeasures in place and ready to go at a moment's notice. Now, this is very interesting because think about everything that we're witnessing right now. We know that Durham, the trial's coming up in October. We know that Elon Musk's trial is coming up in October. We know that Weiss is going to be releasing information about Hunter Biden's laptop. We know the Supreme Court is going to be looking at the case with the elections on who makes the laws for the elections. Is it the governors? Is it the attorney generals? Is it the secretary of state? Or is it the legislatures? I do believe all this information coming out at this moment, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state players, and they're going to panic and they're going to do a lot of stupid things. But I do believe the Patriots, they're in control, and the Patriots have certain things in place. We're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the hurricane and what's going on here, because everything the Biden administration is doing right now in regards to this Hurricane Ian in Florida, where it decimated the Fort Myers area, they are using everything that has nothing to do with the disaster. They're using equity. They're using climate change. They're using everything trying to get a completely different message out there. And people are watching this and they're scratching their heads going, what the hell is going on right now? And the people are seeing their true agenda. Remember, everything that they do, every move they make, it continually backfires on them every single time. Look at Kamala Harris, for example. She's out there. She was being interviewed about what is going on with Florida and the money that's supposedly coming in to help people. She said that the Biden administration is going to focus on principles of equity and environmental justice as they work to rebuild communities after a recent hurricane. She says, it is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by the extreme conditions and impacted by issues not of their own making. We have to address this in a way This is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding that not everyone starts at the same place. So think about what she's saying. Oh, we have money for you, but not for you. So you lost your house, but we're going to give it to these people first. And maybe if we have enough later, we'll give some to you. Christina Pusha responded to this and said the following. This is false. At VP's rhetoric is causing undue panic and must be clarified. FEMA individual assistance is already available to all Floridians impacted by Hurricane Ian, regardless of race or background. And then she gives a number that you can call. Really think about what she was doing. I mean, this is a time when people are suffering. People lost their homes. They lost their businesses. And these individuals, they're out there talking about climate change. They're talking about equity when people are suffering in this country. Think about that for a second. And think about what Biden did. Biden and the White House put out a whole press release for this because they publicized it, trying to make themselves look good. He thanked the aviation survival technician, second class Zach Loesch. And he said, I told him how proud of him I was and thanked him for all the work he and his Coasties are doing to save lives. Now, while he was thanking him, this individual is going to be let go because of the vaccine mandates, because this individual is unvaccinated. But look, an unvaccinated has the ability to save lives. So this is going to completely backfire on them. And it's unbelievable. And think about what's happening out in Florida. Since we see death and we see destruction, you know what happens during these periods of times. We have looters that come out and they take advantage of all of these people. Now, DeSantis, he was giving a stern warning to anyone that was trying to loot. He said, don't even think about looting. Don't even think about taking advantage of people in this vulnerable situation. You could have people you know bringing boats into some of these islands and trying to ransack people's homes. I can tell you in the state of Florida, you never know what may be lurking behind someone's home. And I would not want to chance that if I were you, given that we are a Second Amendment state. Now, really think about this. If this disaster didn't happen in Florida, let's say it happened in New York, where pretty much nobody has weapons there. What kind of looting do you think was going to happen out there? I think people were going to be breaking into people's homes, burning down things. It would be a complete and utter disaster. Here in this state, what are we seeing? We're seeing people that have the ability to defend themselves against people that might want to do them harm if they're in the way. And these people trying to take the last belongings of these people. I mean, when you think of the Second Amendment, this is why we have it. To defend yourself against tyranny. Looting tyranny, against government tyranny, you name it. But of course, here we are with the fake news. They're out there, and of course they hate DeSantis. So we have MSNBC, we have Joy Reid, she lashed out at DeSantis, and she's out there saying that this is racist. This is what she put out on the tweet. When the looting starts, the shooting starts. Segregationist Miami Sheriff Walter E. Headley in 1967. And then she says, didn't take DeSantis long to return to form. Wait, I didn't know this. Only black people loot? That's it? Is that what she's saying? Is she saying that only black people loot? Or are criminals looting? And it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Asian. They're criminals. They're going to loot. So what is she really saying? It's not even making sense. And people now are looking at these people going, look what you're saying here. During a time of crisis, I mean, their true evil is actually just coming out. And these people are really, really sick. Now, really think of this. When all these people are out there saying, hey, don't vote. We can't vote until we fix the problem. Well, think about it. If we didn't vote and we waited for the voting systems to be fixed and everything was on the up and up, who would be governor of Florida right now? Oh, Andrew Gillum. John LaFleur put this out. Florida, this would be your governor right now if not for Donald Trump. And he's laying on the floor naked. Remember what happened to Andrew Gillum? He was found in a hotel room with a gay escort who allegedly overdosed. This would be the person that would be in control of Florida right now. What do you think Florida would have looked like if he was in control during this disaster or actually any other period? It would be a complete and utter nightmare. This is why you vote. And the reason why we can vote and beat their system is because we learned about their system. We know how to overwhelm it. We know how to override it. We're using different tactics, just like the colonists during the Revolutionary War. When they saw the British coming with cannons and muskets and they're trained and it's the most powerful army in the world, the colonists didn't say, well, crap, we're going to wait until we get better cannons, until we're trained a lot better, we have better uniforms, better muskets. We're going to wait, and we'll wait to fight this until we have everything. No, what they did was they said, you know something? Okay, let's look at what they're doing here. We know their strategies. We know how they fight. We know what they're doing. We're going to use different tactics to attack them. And this is what the people are doing now with voting. They're using different tactics. And if we don't vote, we're in other states, you're going to get someone like Andrew Gillum. Really think about this for a second. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see all of a sudden information is being dripped out about all the same players that had to do with Russia, all the people that are treasonous against this country. And the FBI released the termination letter of Peter Strzok. Remember, this was the FBI agent who spearheaded the Russian collusion investigation as well as the Clinton email investigation. Found nothing in the Clinton email investigation and was pushing Russian collusion against Trump. When we know, actually, it's the opposite. They were colluding with Russia. Now, the irony comes full circle now from this termination letter that has been released and the opinion of the FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch was made public. In the two-page letter, Bowditch does give Strzok credit in a roundabout way for his 21 years of service, but it's all downhill from there. And let me just read a portion of this. I consider the Douglas factor drafted by the AD of the Counterintelligence Division. Your role as one of the most senior counterintelligence agents in the FBI, and finally, I consider the long-term damage to the reputation of the FBI. While there is no doubt your 21 years of service to the organization cannot and should not be erased, it is difficult to fathom the repeated sustained errors of judgment you made while serving as the lead agent in two of the most high-profile investigations in the country. Your sustained pattern of bad judgment in the use of an FBI device has called into question for many the decisions made during both the Clinton email investigation and the initial state of the Russia collusion investigation. In short, your repeated selfishness has called into question the credibility of the entire FBI. And it goes on and on and on. But the question is, when you really look at this, why did they publish this letter now after holding it for years and years and years? Why was it dripped out? Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they are now telling a story of all these agents. Remember, Durham, he has to bring the normies into the fold and he has to go very, very slow and build the narrative, build the story so people understand what's really going on here. And yes, it's going to include all different players from all over the place, especially Adam Schiff. Because remember, Adam Schiff, he was involved in all this. Now, what's very interesting is the Washington Examiner put out an article and it says, book reveals secret meeting between Adam Schiff's aides and Ukraine whistleblower attorney. Then Trump responded to this in a truth and said, Adam Shifty Schiff did meet with the so-called whistleblower, even though he say he didn't. Sleazebags like the little Adam Schiff are so bad for our country. Kim Sachs decided, hey, this fits together with Post 4196 from May 10, 2020. And she put out on True Social, why did Schiff coordinate with White House NSC through proxy to arrange the Ukraine whistleblower? The future proves the past. Isn't that interesting? And the other thing that's very interesting is that Kash Patel was out there on Cash Corner. He was giving us a heads up that a lot of information is going to be coming out about the FBI, Department of Justice, and many other actors. And Storm Has Arrived 17 on Telegram put this out and says, wait till you see the acts of sexual complicity that the seventh floor of the FBI was engaging in during this entire time. There's a lot more coming. Now, this is going to be very interesting as this progresses. And I do believe it's going to shock the normies out there when this information starts dropping. I mean, a lot of the anons and a lot of people that have been researching this, you already know all of this information, but think about all the other people that have no idea. This is why the information has to be dripped out first to get the people on the same page, to get the story right, to get the narrative right, so people understand as this progresses, because it's a very complex. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax advantage crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit mydigitalmoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, mydigitalmoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. A scam that the deep state ran, and people need to know who all the players are. They need to know why these players were doing this. And I do believe this is why Durham is doing this. And as it builds and builds and builds, what is happening? The truth is getting out there. And when the truth gets out there, what does the deep state do? They try to shut it down. We've seen it in the past many, many times. I want to go back to post 2325. This is October 3rd, 2018, coming up on a four-year delta. And the timing is very interesting because Cash is letting us know that all this information is coming out. We know the trials are coming out in October. And this says, and this refers back to post 2070 from September 3rd, 2018. It says, what is the common theme when bad news is about to break against them? Stay vigilant. Now, keep this in the back of your head because we're going to be discussing a lot more about what I do believe is coming. And I think Bill Gates kind of leaked it out there because they like to do this. They like to tell us what is going to happen because they're planning it. And I do believe they're planning on shutting communications down and pushing civil war. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in this report. But first, let's talk about the censorship part of it, because we've seen that the government, they've been working with different companies to censor the American people. And they were targeting millions of Americans for their political speech by directly contracting with private third parties that flagged their viewpoints for alleged misinformation. And we know there were consortiums that were set up with many different companies to do this, and universities also. Elon Musk asked a question: who funds these organizations that want to control your access to information? Let's investigate. Kyle Becker responded to this and said the following. This one is pretty egregious. It actually has partnerships with the U.S. State Department and Department of Defense. I have no idea how its behavior can be considered constitutional. It should be sued for maliciously depriving Americans of their rights. And absolutely. And the other thing that we need to recognize here, that the U.S. Constitution not only guarantees Americans' rights to free speech, but the right to consume information freely in the marketplace of ideas. The right to speak and the right to publish under the First Amendment has been interpreted widely to protect individuals and society from government attempts to suppress ideas and information and to forbid government censorship of books, magazines, newspapers, as well as the art, film, music, and material on the internet. The Supreme Court and other courts have held conclusively that there is a First Amendment right to receive information as a corollary to the right to speak. And that's coming from Justice William Brennan. And he said this back in 1965. Now, there are other cases that are out there like Lamont versus Postmaster General. This is 381 U.S. 301, 1965. It says the protection of the Bill of Rights goes beyond the specific guarantees to protect from congressional abridgment those equally fundamental personal rights necessary to make the express guarantees fully meaningful. I think the right to receive the publications is such a fundamental right. The dissemination of ideas can accomplish nothing if otherwise willing addresses are not free to receive and consider them. It would be a barren marketplace of ideas that had only sellers and no buyers. So from the Constitution, the courts continually looked at the First Amendment and said, yes, you have the right to freely get this information. The government, the unelected leaders, corporations, they shouldn't have the ability to work together to try to control the narrative and only give you one side. That is what dictators do. That is what tyrants do. And I do believe the people now are seeing this and they're learning this and they're realizing, I see the dictators. I see the tyrants. I see exactly what they're doing. I mean, look at the World Economic Forum. Look at the UN. Look at the private West central banks. Look at the corrupt politicians. We had Melissa Fleming, the UN Secretary of Global Communications. She's a World Economic Forum member. And she openly revealed how global elites work with Google and other digital platforms to censor information they deem to be politically undesirable. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. She said, you know, we partnered with Google, for example. If you Google climate change, you will, at the top of your search, you'll get all kinds of UN resources. We started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we are becoming much more proactive. And, you know, we own the science, and we think that the world, you know, should know it. And the platform themselves also do. But again, it's a huge, huge challenge that I think all sectors of society need to be very active. Now, she's telling us that she's working with big tech to actually control the narrative. You'll be allowed to see this, but you won't be allowed to see anything else because our viewpoint is the only thing because we own the science. Nobody owns the science. I mean, they own the propaganda because that's what they're pushing. But look what they're doing. Now everyone is seeing this very, very clearly, and it's getting worse and worse as every day that passes. And actually, I do believe we're going to see censorship really start to pick up, and we're going to see a complete and utter disaster in the big tech platforms because people are going to start to see people just censored like we've never seen before. And I don't think they'll be able to control all the information. I do believe this is why they're going to be heading towards a communication blackout. Now, the other thing that we come to find out that's very interesting is that China, they have opened police stations in the U.S. and Canada and in other parts of the world. Actually, out in Europe, they have a lot more police stations there. And they opened dozens of overseas police service stations around the globe to monitor its citizens living abroad, including one location in New York and three in Toronto. Now, these operations eschew official bilateral police and judicial cooperation and violate the international rule of law and may violate the territorial integrity in third countries involved in setting a parallel policing mechanism using illegal methods. And think about infiltration from within. First, it started with Hollywood, with sports, where they infiltrated those people. Then it moved to government and all the different agencies in government. That's called the swamp. Then they went to the school systems and the universities. And now they want to set up police monitoring systems. You can see exactly what is going on right now. And they're pushing their agenda. And what Trump is doing right now, he's letting everyone watch this unfold in real time. He continually says that this country is completely falling apart. It's a third world country. And we need to do something to stop the tyrants. We'll be talking a little about that a little bit later. But first, let me just read something from Emeril Robinson. Truth Hammer put this out on Telegram. Emeril Robinson is from Getter that she put this out on. She said, last week, we find out Facebook is sending your personal messages to the FBI and Twitter has CCP spies working for it. This week, we learned CCP has police stations inside the USA and Canada and Europe. Understand what's happening? Our political elites are handing the West over to communist China. And actually, the stage that we're in right now, where they're pushing everything that they have, this is the stage that is socialism, where they're pushing all of us into a socialism, communist type of country. Think about what Kamala Harris said during the hurricane. She's talking about equity and making the playing field even. And that's what socialism, communism is. And they're already continually pushing this. See, Trump, he wanted everyone to see this, because if he just told you this, if he just told the country this, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe that it could happen. You would think it's a conspiracy theory. But now you can see it happening. And as more things happen, the more people wake up. The more people wake up, the more people think logically, and the people push back. This is what Trump and the Patriots wanted. He wanted the people fully awake, not because of just what's happening, but also to understand who's responsible for this. Because when the trials start, everyone's going to know who the players are. Now, what's very interesting is we can see that the fake news, they are pushing against the different elections in all different places. We saw they were pushing against the prime minister in Italy. She won. We saw the same thing was happening out in Sweden. And now we're seeing the same thing out in Brazil, because there's an election that is happening today. And I do believe that Bolsonaro is going to win. The crowds are ginormous, but we could see the fake news. They're out there and they're gaslighting, saying, oh, Bolsonaro, he really doesn't have the lead. The other guy has the lead, and we'll have to see how this all turns out. But Trump, he put out a Truth and True Social. He said the following: Brazil, vote for Bolsonaro. This is a very big election taking place, one of worldwide importance. A great and highly respected man, Brazil's President Bolsonaro is up for re-election. And based on all that he has done and all that he is doing for the wonderful people of his beloved country, everyone should enthusiastically go out and vote for him. Bolsonaro has my complete and total endorsement. He will never let you down. Trump is now endorsing people outside of the United States, saying these are the leaders that we need. And I do believe that as things start to progress and as we see more and more people push back and the people see everything that's taking place right now, they know who the dictators are. They know who the tyrants are. The people now are going to be shifting away from all of this. This is a worldwide operation that we are watching right now. And we can see that everything out in Ukraine is being exposed. Remember how it all started out in Ukraine? Remember what happened? It was Biden, Obama, John Kerry, Victoria Nuland, and Clinton's and many others. They actually had regime change in Ukraine. They kicked it off in 2014, and they had a civil war there. And they kept pushing, and the people in the different areas like Donetsk, Lugansk, Kherson, Crimea, they were fighting against this new puppet regime. So who kicked this off? This was the deep state. Who kicked off the war? The deep state. They kicked it off back in 2014. Putin got involved. Why? To shut it all down and to actually take these pieces and move them away from Ukraine and expose the bio labs, expose the money laundering system, expose the deep state. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. And I do believe as this continually builds and builds and builds, I do believe Trump is going to be stepping in and he's going to calm the entire situation down. We're going to see the Biden administration, Obama, the other rhinos, the fake news, they're going to be pushing war. Trump's going to come in and shut down war. And what's very interesting, and we already know that Trump was already telling everyone, listen, I'll step in. If you need me, I'm here. Miranda Devine put this out on Twitter, said the following: is there no world statesman willing to try to broker peace between Russia and Ukraine and silence the belligerent yabber politicians, which is dragging us into war? We don't want and only dimly understand. Shemhorn on Twitter replied to this and said, President Trump offered to do that, but the insane left would rather get us into nuclear war than allow President Trump to broker a peace treaty. Well, I do believe the people in this country and around the world are going to hit the precipice, and they're going to be looking for a statesman. They're going to look for someone that can actually negotiate peace. And I do believe this is going to be happening very soon. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Colonel Doug McGregor, he was being interviewed, and he said a couple of very interesting things. He actually said three things. He said, Putin has decided that no one in Washington will negotiate with him, and he knows that Washington is ultimately in control. As a result, Putin will escalate actions in Ukraine. McGregor mentioned that Russia has always been outnumbered in Ukraine since the war began, and this may soon change. He may settle this dispute in Ukraine on terms that we may not like. But other than Poland, no one is interested in going to war with Russia. If we persist on this design, we will see NATO dissolve and fragment. No one wants to go to war with Russia other than the Poles and a few people in D.C. It looks like the only people that want World War III with Russia are Joe Biden, Senator Lindsey Graham, and their war hawk gang in D.C. And let's add Soros, the private West central bankers, and the rest. They want war. This is part of their 16-year plan. So as they're pushing war and nobody wants war, people are going to be looking for a statesman to step in and calm the situation down. This is going to be very interesting how this all plays out. And I do believe this is going to bring people to the precipice. And the people are going to see the peacemaker and they're going to see the people that want war. And it's going to be the fake news, big tech, the corrupt politicians, the people hiding behind the curtains. That's what people are going to see. And it's going to wake people up even further, like we've never seen before. Just like the pandemic now is waking people up. See, in the beginning of the pandemic, people were like, no, we have to follow the 6 feet apart. We got to wear the mask. Now people are starting to learn the truth. They're starting to learn the truth about the death jabs. And now people are thinking logically and people are questioning everything. Look what's happening out with the Scottish government. They announced an investigation of why newborn deaths were higher than expected in both September 2021 and March 2022. And they're trying to figure out why this is happening. Well, you might want to be looking at those individuals that got the vaccine and those people that were unvaccinated. This is going to be very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Dr. Peter Daszak and Fauci, they were involved in COVID with gain of function. And if we go back to March 28, 2016, when Dr. Peter Daszak described exactly how scientists could create a virus in China lab that would lead to a global coronavirus pandemic. And he let everyone know that, yes, they created it. It's funny because they're all looking like, where did it come from? Trump said from the very beginning, it's the China virus. He knew exactly where it came from. He knew who developed it. Actually, Peter Daszak back in 2016 told you what they did. He said, we found other coronaviruses in bats, a whole host of them. Some of them look very similar to SARS. So we sequenced the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then, well, I didn't do this work. My colleagues in China did the work. You can create a pseudo particle. You create a spike protein from those viruses simply blind to human cells. Each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus could really become pathogenic to people. So he described exactly what they did. But Fauci and Daszak pretended, oh, wait, I wonder where it came from. I think this was naturally occurring. He told you how they did it. But now Daszak has been awarded a grant. And this grant, this new grant, is to study bat viruses in Myanmar, Laos, and Vietnam. And these individuals right now, they're in the spotlight. Allow them to do this and actually watch them very carefully. And I do believe the Patriots are doing this on purpose, because why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Trump, the Patriots, they know they created it. They know they released it with the help of China. They know this was all done. So we could see that they are now monitoring all of this. This is very interesting. Remember, this is the biggest sting operation we have ever seen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we see the Pfizer CEO, he has pulled out of testifying to the EU Parliament, because now there are questions that are coming up, because people are asking, well, who got paid off? Who got money to accept the death jab? How did this all come about? Now, this is going to be very interesting, and we can see why the head of Pfizer doesn't want to be involved in this, but I don't think there's any escaping this. Because now people are seeing the truth. Now people are thinking logically. Now people have time. Time is an amazing thing. And when time goes by, the truth continually comes out, because you have the facts, you have time, and then you have the truth. And it's all presented so everyone can see it, especially with science. Because once you have peer review documentation and it's proven, no matter what they say, it doesn't work. And we can see the other thing that's happening right now. The people of this country, the parents, they're starting to look at their schools, universities very differently now. They're not saying, ooh, hands off, I'm just going to allow the schools to do whatever they want, because now they're starting to see, wait a minute, what are you teaching my children? Critical race theory? Wait, you're telling my children they could be a boy or a girl, that they can be called, you know, it? And the students are also now pushing back on all of this. Out in Minnesota, the Minnesota High School assistant principal is facing backlash from students and parents after circulating email showing her telling the staff to use their straight and white privilege when defending the school's decision to do away with traditional homecoming titles. In an email to colleagues, Laura Wagner mentioned that she and another staff were discussing how to address the keyboard warriors concerned about the school's decision to axe the homecoming king and queen titles in favor of genderless royalty titles. And the kids, they walked out. They said, listen, you're pushing politics on us. You're here just to teach us math, English, and you're pushing other agendas. And we don't want this whatsoever. Look what's happening out in San Francisco. According to the documents, K through 5 students are provided a worksheet for gender transition. It directs the children to choose their names and pronouns, and it makes clear such information can be kept from parents. Here are a few questions. What is your official name? What name would you like to be called in the class? What name would you like me to use with your grown-ups? Would you like me to call you a boy, a girl, or something else? But what if a child is neither a he, she, or a they? Well, they could be called it. And if you really start to look at this and you start to back up a little bit, and if you remember that speech that the Italian prime minister gave before she was elected, going back in time, talking about family, talking about how the deep state players are trying to remove our identities, where we are now just numbers or we're just words that don't make sense, remove history. You can see very, very clearly what they're trying to do. They're trying to break down the family structure and brainwash the children so the next generation has no identity, has no history. They're just slaves in a system. And if you take it even a step further, they want everyone to look the same. They want everyone confused. This is what they've been pushing the entire time. And now parents are starting to step up and they're starting to push back. And remember who's pushing all of this. These are the installed criminals in the elected positions. And these are the school boards and certain teachers that are pushing this, because they brought their own in and they infiltrated the school system. They infiltrated government. They infiltrated Hollywood. They infiltrated the fake news to continually push the same message over and over and over. Look what's happening out in California. Newsom signed a bill to let California strip gender, confuse teens from parents, even when they live in other states. So now, and we've heard this from Clinton and many others, saying that kids don't belong to you, they belong to the state. Now we could see the model out in California, which is a complete and utter disaster. The state's falling apart, it's imploding. They have rolling blackouts. And now they're saying, listen, we can take your kids away from you if we want. The people of California, the people of New York and of all these different states, they better start stepping up right now, because if they don't, their state's going to go down the tubes and it will be a communist state where you have no control whatsoever. And we could see they're continually pushing their agenda. But what's happening now? Think about the entire push to defund the police. Think about the entire push to allow the criminals to destroy the different cities, different states. Remember, this was part of their plan. They create a crisis and then they have a solution. So this is why they're doing the no cash bail. This is why they want criminals on the streets, because they're still following the same agenda. They want no police. They want the criminals running rampant. And then eventually what they're going to say, hey, we got a great solution. You know what we should do? We should centralize the police force. We'll control everything from the government. There'll be no more local police forces. This is why they're doing this right now, because they're following this agenda. But the police now, they're doing something very, very interesting. They are pushing back. And what are they doing? They are now running for office all over the place. They're walking off the job, and now they're going to become elected officials. And I do believe, as people see this, they're going to be voting for these individuals saying, yes, we want to be safe. We want the police. We want law and order. We want to follow the rule of law. What these D's are doing, what the deep state is doing right now, they are in the process of destroying themselves. And there's no coming out of it. They're screwed. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this has to do with January 6th, Kash Patel is dripping out and giving us a lot of information. He explains the playbook. And this is coming from Ultra Pepe Lives Matter on Telegram. He says, this is the playbook that they used on January 6th. It's the exact same playbook that they used with Christopher Steele and Danchenko. Confidential human resources, or in other words, glowies, a false flag. The question that has to be answered is, when did the FBI put those guys in and where? Did those confidential human resources engage people who were not going to conduct criminal activity and convince them to do so? That is the definition of entrapment, and that is illegal. Once we see the documentation from January 6th, we will see the FBI's confidential human source corruption cover-up network on blast. It will make Christopher Steele, Danchenko look like the teacup ride at Disney World. Why? Because they wanted a political target, not one based on law and fact. And yes, we know there are confidential human resources. We know that the FBI plays dirty. They are the SS. And I'm not talking about everyone. I'm talking about the higher level people. They are the SS of the United States. So if you look at Nazi Germany, they're doing the same exact thing. But look what's happening in the election arena. Out in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, she was delivered a major blow by a federal judge. The U.S. District Court Judge Steve C. Jones issued a ruling that Georgia's election integrity practices, such as voter ID and citizenship checks, are legal and constitutional. So they're screwed in Georgia right now. And I do believe this is going to have a domino effect across the country. No, blue states, they're not going to go along with it. But every other state, they're going to start pushing all of this. And especially after the Supreme Court rules that the legislators, they make the laws in all of these states. Once that ruling is out there, the deep state is completely and utterly screwed. Think about everything that is hitting right now. And Trump, he continually bashes Maggie Haberman, bashes the FBI, and he put out a couple truths. Let me just read them here. It says, Maggie Haberman, and yes, that was on purpose, of the unfunded liability plague New York Times is my self-appointed biographer. Even though she got the Russia hoax and the Mueller report conclusion completely wrong and refused to write about the fact that the Democrats spied on my campaign, lied to Congress and cheated and lied to the FISA court, Maggot was also duped on impeachment hoax number one and number two and said in 2016 that Trump will not run for president. She is a bad writer with very bad sources. She has been wrong every step of the way. Actually, the fake news has been wrong every step of the way. Then he put this out there. The document hoax lawsuit, which is the weaponization of the Justice Department and the FBI, is yet another scam against me. Much like Russia, impeachment hoax number one, number two, the Mueller report, no collusion, spying on my campaign and getting caught, lying to the FISA court, lying to Congress, illegally breaking into my home in Florida in violation of the Fourth Amendment, also violating the Presidential Records Act, and so much more. This is all being done in order to hurt a political opponent, me, who is leading in all the polls by over 50 points against Republicans and from 5 to 10 points against the two primary Democrats, Biden and North Korea sympathizer Kamala Harris. They have been doing this to me for 6 years, ever since my wonderful journey down the golden escalator. The radical left Democrats are out of control and our country is going to hell. And then he let everyone know that a former president can keep whatever presidential records he wants and the government has no authority to seize them, period. And he's absolutely right. And what they did, they didn't have a case to go in and raid his home. They violated the Fourth Amendment. Think about the deep state players. Yes, the FBI, Department of Justice, and the corrupt politicians. They violated the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. They violated the Constitution. All of these people should be removed from their positions. Because as soon as you violate the Constitution and you work and you knowingly work against the Constitution, you are treasonous against the United States, period. Charlie Kirk put this out. The election of Donald Trump, Russia did it. Hunter Biden's laptop from hell, Russia did it. Gas prices spiking, Russia did it. The bombing of Nord Stream, Russia did it. And all of these had nothing to do with Russia. It was always the deep state players and foreign actors. But we can see the entire narrative for the deep state is now shifting. And you could see that they're building up to what is coming. And remember, they manufacture this. They're trying to get it kicked off the ground, just like back in 2020. They thought the MAGA crowd, Anons, were going to come out with their weapons and start a civil war. That's really what they want in the end. They want a civil war. And it seems that they're preparing to do something during the election time. And I'm talking about the midterms. This is coming from The Hill. It says the majority of Americans worried that midterms will result in government gridlock. So they said they took a poll and they said that 53% were concerned about the potential for divided government and gridlock after November's election. Now, again, what do they do with these polls? They try to create a narrative. They try to convince everyone that this is going to happen. Then we had Bill Gates out there and he said something very interesting. He says, I admit that political polarization may bring it all to an end. So he doesn't like what's happening because the people are waking up. The people see their agenda. They're calling him out on it. They're calling the other corrupt politicians out on it. They're calling the fake news, fake news. And then he said, we're going to have a hung election and a civil war, which tells you everything you need to know. Because what is happening during the midterms? The midterms, the people are going to come out in huge waves and they're going to vote the criminals out of office. They know they can't stop it. They know it's going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. So what are they planning on? I do believe they're planning on a civil war. They're planning, because they've been leading up to this, and this is why Biden gave the red speech. This is why the fake news was out there saying MAGA, they're violent. They're going to try to kick something off. They're going to try to push their agenda. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know they're going to do this, and they know that once this starts, it's going to bring all of these criminals, the Antifa, BLM, and neo-Nazis out to where they need them to be. And I think Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared and ready for this. Now, Trump, he let us know exactly what is happening, and he put this out on True Social. And there's a picture of Trump, and it says, Trump, I'm their number one target, but I will continue fighting. Then he put out another one, and there's a picture of him with the American flag and the crowd behind him. It says, no matter what the left-wing tyrants throw at us, no matter what they do to us, we have no choice. We have to keep on going. We have to keep on fighting. Then he put this one out. We are on a mission to restore the republic to greatness. Now think about it. The deep state, they don't want the republic. Remember, it's not a democracy. Just listen to the Pledge of Allegiance. It doesn't say to the democracy for which it stands. It says to the republic. The country is a republic. And Trump, he's letting everyone know they're going to be throwing everything that they have. Why? Because we are in a war, an information war. And yes, they're going to try to make it a physical war. That's what they really want. But we have to keep pushing back because they don't want to lose control. They don't want to lose. And the people now, they're seeing all of this. And think about everything that's been building to this time. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they set everything up for this moment. Brian Cates put this out on Telegram. And this is a post that says, hunters become the hunted. And down below, he says, all the ships are sailing in the same direction now, about to arrive at their common destination in the month of Red October. Durham revelations, Trump raid, Seth Rich, Ukraine biolabs, Nazis, Nord pipeline sabotage, Maxwell's international sex trafficking ring, financial crisis, Biden crime family investigation, Iran deal, shenanigans, fentanyl, drug smuggling, open border crisis, 9/11 revelations, massive election fraud being facilitated by foreign controlled election management systems and apps run by CCP agents, Trump and his team doing even more openly public blatant endorsements of the Q community. Buckle thyself up, Ed. Gird thy loins in proper fashion. It's going to be biblical. The hunters become the hunted. And yes, there's a lot more that we see happening, and a lot of information is dripping out. And I do believe we're going to see a flood very soon. Now, think about it. As we approach Red October, we know that there are many different meanings for Red October. And I do believe that we might see some type of October effect where if the market drops by, 10,000 points, 15,000 points, that would be a red October. What happens to the D party, because remember, the Ds, they control the House, they control the Senate, and we have the resident in the White House. So it's all Ds calling the shots. This is all their agenda. It's been 2 years now. What happens when the market goes down? How do the people react when they're losing their job, losing their wealth? How do people vote? I mean, if you really think about Red October and you're trying to get people to vote these people out, the economy does it, if you really think about it. So let me go back to post 1822 and think about everything that we're going to read here, because this is everything that they tried to do to Trump. It says, fake news, knowingly false narrative pushes. Now, these are all the things they tried to do to Trump, and think about what's happening right now. POTUS colluded with Russia to win the 2016 presidential election. Who actually colluded with Russia? Oh, it was the deep state players. POTUS is the puppet of Putin. Who's really the puppet of Putin? All the people that colluded with Russia. POTUS to irreparably harm relations with our allies. Who harmed the relationship? Well, it was the deep state players. It was the resident. POTUS will collapse the U.S. economy. Who's collapsing the economy? Oh, that's Biden and the puppet masters. POTUS will collapse the stock market. And I do believe we might see a market crash in October. We'll have to see how this plays out, but this is very interesting. POTUS will cause war with North Korea. Well, Trump had peace during this time. He walked across the DMZ. Is North Korea now firing missiles? Yes. POTUS will cause war with Iran. POTUS will destroy the world. POTUS will cause a war with Russia, and on and on and on, all fake. But who's all doing this? It's the Biden administration. It's the puppet masters. And everyone can see this very clearly. Now, when they start to censor and when they push a communication blackout, we know that the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place. And Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said, Truth Social is our voice. Our voice is capitalized. The radical left lunatics are doing everything possible to cancel our American First message. But Truth is carrying the banner and carrying it proudly and well. Join Truth today, MAGA. Why is he saying this? Because he knows that censorship is coming. He's already taken the bullhorn away from the deep state players, from the other big tech platforms, and this is where the truth will be. And he's letting everyone know that censorship, or I do believe communication blackout, is coming. Now, very interesting on Truth Social, there is a Q account. Now, nobody knows who controls it. And Q said something very interesting. Time for a Starlink. Xfinity be wildin'. Now, Praying Medic on Telegram decided to look at this and say, this is very interesting, and put out this post on Telegram. Department of Defense, at the beginning of October, some of the satellite communications responsibilities of the U.S. Army, U.S. Navy, will officially transfer to the hands of Space Force Department of Defense. So the SATCOMs transfer to Space Force. They're now transferring all the satellite communications over to Space Force. So we have Elon Musk with Starlink, and now the military is creating their own Starlink. Really think about this for a sec, and think about what's about to happen with communications blackout. Then if we go to post 2320, and this is October 3rd, 2018, coming up on a four-year delta, it says wireless emergency alert system. So if they shut down communications and you still have your phone, can you still get this information from the president? And I'm talking about the real president. Yes, if Space Force has a satellite link up, if you use Elon Musk's Starlink, I do believe you can. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Trump, during his rally over the weekend, he said the following. He said, every freedom-loving American needs to understand the time to stand up to this growing tyranny is right now. And he's letting everyone know, this is tyranny. This is communism. This is dictatorship. And everyone needs to stand up. Take a listen.
Freedom-loving America needs to understand the time to stand up to this growing tyranny is right now. You don't have time to waste. If you don't want to live under the boot of cruel and vindictive left-wing tyrants, then you need to stand with the MAGA, Make America Great Again movement.
And I do believe everything that we're witnessing is all part of the plan to show the people the truth about the puppet masters, about the deep state. And he's letting everyone know, you better stand up now, because now is the time to fight and take back this country. This is why it had to be shown to the people. And this is the why the people had to see it firsthand. And I do believe now the people are going to vote like we've never seen before. And it's going to be a red tsunami like we've never seen before. Because if the market goes down, it's game over for the D's. It's game over for the deep state players. Now, at the end of the rally, Trump once again played Where We Go One, We Go All song. And the crowd raised their one finger. And we can see with everything that is happening right now, Trump, the Patriots, they're in complete and utter control, and the people are with them. Let me just go back to post 2340. This is October 4, 2018, coming up on a four-year delta. It says, D-class coming. This is all caps, by the way. D-class coming. Narrative shift in full force. UK, Australia assisted rogue elements of the U.S. government to take down a duly elected candidate president. And I do believe that is a huge narrative shift coming. And they're going to be pushing their agenda. And Trump, the Patriots, they are prepared and ready for what they're about to do. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, and the military, they are in complete and utter control of the situation. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. Visible signs of aging only get worse as we age because of a decrease in our naturally produced collagen levels. Every decade, our skin suffers from a 10% decrease in its available collagen supply, as well as a decrease in its quality. That means you have lost 30% of collagen your body used to be able to naturally produce by the time you're 45, which is why you have to start supplementing collagen if you want to keep your youthful glow. In the next minute, I'm going to tell you how anyone can reduce visible signs of aging quickly and easily. After years of searching, the closest thing I found to the modern day fountain of youth is called collagen. Collagen rejuvenates and renews your skin from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for youthful-looking skin. By boosting your collagen levels with multi-collagen, you can help restore your skin's elasticity and thickness while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. Try it today, risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by visiting healthwithx22.com. After placing your order, they will deliver straight to your doorstep with a few added bonuses. And that's healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet-resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today, risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.